The Potting Bench Diaries, 3rd of May 2023. This week, I've turned my attention to the contents of our greenhouse, mainly because it's essentially time to start planting things out. In Birmingham, where I live, our last frost out has more than likely passed, and it's time to think ahead to our summer garden. I'll still be enjoying the tulips for a good while yet, but as they start to fade and gaps start to appear, I'll think about planting out bits and pieces to get things going and keeping the borders looking full for as long as possible. It might seem mad, but I keep track of all the bulbs and plants in our garden and where I put them using a spreadsheet. This allows me to know what I've got planned for each season and what I'm doing with the space when things have gone over. This is most useful at times like now, when each and every pot needs to earn its keep. As soon as a pot of bulbs goes over, then I already know what is due to take its place, and this hopefully prolongs the season of interest and makes the garden feel fuller for longer. It's not an exact science, and there are inevitably some gaps at times, but having a greenhouse full of plants ready to swap in really helps. Speaking of a full greenhouse, let's have a little look at what's going on in there at the moment. Out of the 20 dahlias that we're growing this year, about 3/4 of them are sprouting and a few are getting quite big. I started these off in pots almost 2 months ago in the house, and they've been in the greenhouse for about a month now. They've been doing really well, and there's only been 2 times where I've needed to cover them with horticultural fleece to protect them from frost. There are a couple that I'm slightly worried about that are showing 0 signs of life, so I'll give them a week or 2 more and will likely replace those tubers if need be. All is not lost though, because after looking closer at the few that I thought weren't growing, it turns out that they are, just very slowly. If you've got any you're worried about, then I'd recommend scraping back a small amount of compost just around the stem and you might be surprised. There is still plenty of time with dahlias, I just wanted to get these started nice and early, but there are still weeks left to do them. You can either do what I did and start them in pots, or wait until your last frost has definitely passed and plant them straight out. Between the dahlias this year, I'm going to have a range of grasses and cosmos, with some other things that I'll show you another time. But the cosmos are what really excite me in all of this. Last year we had just 2 varieties, I think, but this year it's gone up to 6. 4 that I've grown from seed and 2 that I've got as plugs from Sarah Raven during a sale. The varieties this year are Apricotta, Seashell, Double Click Bonbon, Purity from Beardy Gardener's Giving Garden, Ribenza and Xanthos. Quite a lot to manage to squeeze into our tiny space, but I've got my fingers crossed. And finally, in podcast news, this week's conversation is a real treat, as I'm in conversation with gardener, writer and author Andrew Timothy O'Brien. Andrew is a real force to be reckoned with, and he has a way with words that I think can't be rivaled. We talk all about his new book, To Stand and Stare, and lots more. And you can find that episode by going back in your podcast feed. All that's left to say is enjoy your week ahead, and I'll see you again next week.